short recap. So last week, he was addressing the issue that the Ribbono Shel Olam is mitzamtzem himself into various situations in order that we have the capacity through the midah that's coming across, whatever it is that we're experiencing, that it's a message from above, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is calling out to us to reach him with the various midah. And that opens up the shvil. That opens up the shvil. They said that in Teva Bala Eilam Eilam B'Shvil Yisrael, and so on. So now, V'chein. Is V'chein B'Chla Yisrael K'sha'ev Nibidazah. So when Chla Yisrael, not just the individual, but when Chla Yisrael serves in this method, Metzien Kala Midais Me'atzimtzum, so we're able to to remove all the midas from their limited stage as they appear to us in whatever format we're experiencing them at that time, but if we're able to elevate them and recognize that it's Hashem calling out to us, and thereby we bring them back to their source. V'oz, if we do that, ain't dinin ba'ilam, so there's no midas hadin, because the midas hadin is how it appears in its limited stage. The ein shelton klal, and the midas hadin doesn't rule at all because we've elevated it to its source. The niskan shvil hayosh, and we've completely opened up this path that he was talking about. We've completely opened up the oz, and as a result of the fact that the shvil is open, is toiva bal the ilam, so tremendous bounty and goodness comes to the world. B'shvil v'derech shetikno, through the path that we've rectified in elevating this midah. The opposite is true if one doesn't recognize that. So then the midas hadin remains in place. The shvil is broken. And as a result, the opposite comes to the world. V'havin. Now, he addresses Avshalom. Let me just see if he gives another example. He's going to give another example in another paragraph. Let's wait till we get there. He gives a more practical example. He's talking about using the Midas Hayira or the Midas Ahava as it appeared to the person in an external way. So the person should say, well, the source of this Midas is coming from a much higher place, and therefore I should grab a hold of this opportunity to use it to love a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then it becomes, he says, what's more, it becomes a catalyst, because since we use the Ahava that was sent from above, so it generates on itself, it's a snowball effect. And we grab the ahava, and it becomes, rather than becoming a something which would drag the person down, it intensifies the ahava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is av shelamaylo hu gam kein bebchinas chesed gvura. Even though in its source, clearly both of these aspects come from chesed and gvura. Mikol mokaim hu l'toivas hamikablam. We should understand that whatever way it appears to us down here, it is for the good of the mikablam. What does that mean? So he says, "Kamesh k'siv, v'yema says Hashem elikim eretz v'shamayim." The pasuk says, "V'yema says Hashem elikim eretz v'shamayim," using both shemus of Hashem and elikim. Why do you have both shemus here? Didn't we just say that olam chesed yibana? Wasn't the world built on chesed? Why is there Hashem elikim? The reason is ki lule midas hagvura hametzamtzem midos shel chesed kifi koyach hamikablam. Were it not for the fact that the gvura tempers the chesed, so that the chesed is limited to the ability of the mikabel to receive that chesed, is lo yhoya efshal nivroim the kabel hachesed ahu hamigiyam midas hachesed. It would be virtually impossible for a nivra, for a creation, to be able to receive the chesed that comes from the source of chesed. It's only v'al yidei midas ha'gvura nistzamtze midas ha'chesed. It is through the midas ha'gvura, the chesed is tempered b'nisiv ha'yosha in the very perfect path, k'vishe yuchla ha'mikablam l'kabla k'noida. It's measured in such a way that the receiver is able to receive that chesed. Were it not for that, we would be completely drowned by the chesed. So in its application, it appears as chesed, but in its source, it still is totally consistent with the olam chesed yibana. Masha enkin, that's totally different than hatzimtzim shalamata. It's totally different than the tzimtzim here below, which is hu goyim dinin. The tzimtzim here below, if a person does not tie into its source, That will in turn cause more din. Imunifrid misharshe, if a person doesn't elevate it to its source, Vavan, as he explained earlier. So he's drawing here a very critical distinction between the gvura, if a person grabs it and runs with it here below, versus the gvura above. The gvura above is in its source chesed. The gvura here below, if it remains detached, becomes real gvura.
The same is true of love.
If a person utilizes the love only to love that which appears in its physical manifestation, is then who gam ken b'tzimtzum. So rather than being goyim midas ahava above, he remains with it in its tzimtzum form. Uboin din and chas v'shalom ha'ideze will ultimately be the cause of din. V'cheinu b'chal ha'midas, if we tie into the higher purpose, then it becomes it goes back to its shayrish and it becomes midas ha'chesed. Whereas conversely, if a person falls for the facade, then he's married it further downward. And he's going to explain more of this as he comes. Klala de Mils. Here's the bottom line. Kichol hadvarim sheba'olam. Everything that exists in the world. Im kol amidas sheyesh b'chol hadvarim hagashmi banivroim. Including all affect of character, which are attributed, that exist in all these things, in all physical things. Hemrak, mashal, lahavin, mehem hanimshal. All of them are only a mashal. And they're a mashal there to teach us a lesson. What's that? Shibchines elikus shebedover hahu. The nimshal is the godliness that exists in that thing. Sheayidei zeh, by understanding that through this fundamental understanding of everything which exists, humale kol haaretz kevayda, this is the concept that everything, no matter what mida, no matter how lowly it appears in our perception, it is suffused with the kavod of Hashem. So he explains the concept of a mashal. Kimay, she'im reitz harav lohavin the talmid ezeinin. If a teacher wants to teach a student a complicated concept, she'iyav shalah talmid lahasig adover. In a case where it's impossible for the student to grasp the concept, unless the Rebbe has the ability of lowering his own seichel into the format where he can embody it, he could be malbish it in something that the kid can grasp, the Talmud can grasp. So you take fractions, you want to teach fractions, so you take out a pie. Is vayideze, you have an animshal, right? So through the pie, the child is able to grasp the concept of fractions. Is kein hu kavonas habeir baruch hu b'olamai. This is exactly what the Rebbeinu Shlom is doing in his world. B'mash hutbu midos elyonim gam kem b'dvarim shvelim v'chomrim. This is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing when he takes holy, exalted, sublime midos, ahava, yira, and he puts them into lowly physical things. He's doing it in order that we will recognize that it's a mashal, but the goal has to be to understand the nimshal. Look how he touches this pasuk now. K'moy shiksiv, re'ei nasati lefanecha hayoim, esachayim vesatoiv vesamoves vesara. Behold, I place before you today life and goodness and death and evil. This is the ability of free choice. A person can draw himself with that mida. What are we supposed to do? Choose life. Meaning, look at the present situation and choose the chiyus of this situation. Ubachata b'chayim, look at the choices before you right now. You can choose either to be elevated by the situation or to be degraded by the situation. Ubachata b'chayim, look at the chiyus of the present situation, because that will allow you to make the right choice. Ki behepachas v'shalom nikra misa, because doing the opposite is death. Shemoyrid hamida lamata, because that causes the person to lower the midah even lower. As the Zohar says, why is that maves? Because the language of the Zohar is, kiman denochis midage kribe v'yomas. Anyone who falls from their madrega, that's called misa. So he says, therefore we understand another pasuk. Behold life with the woman who you love. Pirish. Im oisayo ahave. With that very love that you're experiencing, tires achiyus shemelovish b'davrahu. Go ahead and look at the chiyus that exists in that love. Don't allow the midah to be stuck only in that format. Use it as a catalyst to cleave HaKadosh Baruch Hu through this love. And then you will have elevated this midah to its source, to its root, which is Chaim. That's Re'ei Chaim. Look at the gift, huh? Exactly. It's the same of a chart of a chayim that existed in the other pasuk. Let's look at the life source of that meat. This in turn helps us understand the lesson of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. The Baal Shem HaKadosh taught, pasuk says, person who will take his sister, chesedu, very strange lush. Because the love which is embodied and clothed in arayis, it's the fallen fruit, from the highest love. Why does the Rebbeinu Shlom do this? In order, the Rebbeinu Shlom does it as a gift to us, in order to allow us to come to true Ahavas Hashem. Because without this Ahava, there's no way for us physical beings to be awakened, to be aroused with the Midas Ahava. Therefore the Torah is pointing out, a person who takes his sister, and he degraded himself with that Midah. How did he not pay attention to the fact? It's akasha. How did he not pay attention that this is the highest chesed? This is noivless from the highest chesed. It's only a tool that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave him for him to be able to reach out to Hashem Yisbarach with that ahava. And what did the person do? Exactly the opposite. He allowed himself to fall further down. And he forced HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change his plan. Here the Rebbeinu Shlom gave him an idea. He planted something so that the person should be elevated. There's no greater pigam than taking a gift and shoving it in the other person's face and destroying it. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave the person a gift, and they used it against Hashem. So he says so magnificent now. V'zeu gam ken pirish masha amr chazal. This too helps us understand the chazal. Chazal say, Tavsoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYeravam bebigdoi. Hashem grabbed Yeravam with his beged, and he said to him to do tshuva. Says the Maharnaim, ki beged hu levush. A beged is a levush, it's a garment. Ki dover hahi shenislab shemay mida al yayna. Every time the Rebbeinu Shlom is nislabish, he's enclosed, he's embodied in a given mida, dainu ahava yira, nikre beged ka'amar. It's called a beged bechdesh yayelenu, in order to help the person. But, v'imein le'das, as he said, if a person doesn't pay attention to what's really going on, is chas v'shalom adarab anasis le'sama mavaskam, it could become literally death. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu mach meshachov etz chesedu v'ein reitzim emisos and shor yishoyim, because the Rebbeinu Shlom constantly wants to reach out to us, is mitzamtzim es atzmei el ha'odam ba'asher usham b'madrega hi ka'omer. So the Rebbeinu Shlom b'roiv chazdai comes to one person at the level that he's at, but comes to another person who's on a lower level, in even a lower form. So he says, "V'zeh nikra tovseh b'bigdoi." The Rebbeinu Shlom related to Yeravam in his place, in a beggar that he can relate to. B'levushah in a place where Yeravam was able to relate at that time. And then he said to him, "Chazar bach, I'm giving you this now so that you'll use it to call back out to me, to reach out to me." And this midah that's now awakened in him, now you could use it. You're feeling something. Use the feeling to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lachsev aloshev al Hashem. He says, "Kamayma b'shemta." This is similar to the teaching of Hashem Hakadosh Nishmosu Begavim Remim Al Posuk Mashgiach Menachalaynes Meitzitz Menacharakim. It says in the posuk that the Rebbeinu Shlom watches from the windows. He looks. He peers from the cracks. Said the Hashem Hakadosh, "Ki afilu b'shar sharosh ohelech lasas avera." Even when the wicked person is going to do an avera b'cheda miyuchad in a room alone. Nefelis olav yira, so he's overcome with a fear. Umizdamalay, and he has an illusion. Kilu roya oisa shumadim, somebody's watching. What is that? What's going on? Zeu shayira yoinim is tzantzemes as atzmei etzlei beisai. What's going on is that the highest yira is being mitzumtzem with him at that time. Lav yira bavavit, to give him the aspect of fear. Birdei, in order, so that he'll feel fear and let go of the stupid idea that he's about to embark on. Quite the contrary, and in order so that it would be an opportune time for the person to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with whatever mid is going on. Therefore, mizdamalai, the person thinks, as if somebody's looking through the window or peering through the crevices. So that's bibigdai. So it's even deeper. The chesed of what's going on is so phenomenal. What he's saying here is, okay, I understand that Rebbeinu Shlom would place himself in a kosher thing, right? Okay, he wants the person. But he's saying here is that the Rebbeinu Shlom will be tefesais of bibigdai. The Rebbeinu Shlom will come down to us wherever we're at. It's custom, like a beggar that's custom tailored. This is how the midas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us is custom tailored to where we're at. The Rebbeinu Shlom won't give up on us. He'll come to us in a place that we can relate to in order that we'll respond to him with that midah. All right, we'll take it up from here next week, Yemei Tzeshem. Next week.